Fastline Auctions, the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions. Looking to list equipment? Fastline Auctions knows farmers, and farmers have trusted Fastline for their equipment needs for over 45 years. With unmatched digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs, they can find the right buyer for your equipment. Not to mention, they have the industry's lowest commission rates. If you're looking for equipment to buy, you can bid with confidence. No buyer premiums, no reserves, just integrity. Fastline Auctions, your trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective farm equipment auctions. Visit Fastline.com for more information. That's Fastline.com. Today's Ag Spotlight episode is sponsored by Coolers. Make every day a cool day for your cows. The Coolers system allows you to control the cow's environment 24/7. For more information, go to NorthAmericanAg.com and find them in the Industry Connect section. Chrissy Wozniak, and I'm here today at Dry Creek Farm in Martinsburg, Pennsylvania. I will be talking to the family of Douglas Smith and Caroline Zimmerman, his daughter, about their choices for safe cattle handling here at the farm. I'll also be talking to Dr. Jennifer Koff and Dr. Adam Koff, and their use of the Livestock Trust Institute on how they work with dairy farms in this area.
Hi, my name is Caroline Zimmerman. I am herd management at Dry Creek Farm, which is my family farm. Dry Creek Farm was founded in 1937, starting with seven cows with our great-grandfather and our great-grandmother. Today, we have third-generation owner and operator with fourth generation joining on as employees. From third generation to fourth generation, the most major changes that we have made is a new freestall barn and some modifications to our herd size. First increasing slightly, but actually then decreasing our herd size down and switching from 2X milking to a 3X milking, which has also led us from going to a 2X feeding calves as singles to 3x feeding calves in pairs to increase optimal calf health. Safe cattle handling is not just for the cattle, but it is also for the employees. We want both our animals and our employees free of injury. Starting young in calves is going to help them set up those habits that they are going to carry into their adulthood. What we really like about Livestock Trust is how based it is in the evidence of how these animals actually operate, and so it's highly effective. And also, it does a terrific job, though, at really helping the employees understand why we're doing what we're doing, which ultimately makes our staff work as well with the cattle as it possibly can. We really wanted to go with this program because we felt like it did the best job at making things extremely understandable for our employees while still prioritizing the cattle. At Dry Creek, we really feel like the keys to success is doing the basics extremely well.
So this farm is a wonderful farm to work with. This farm is very future and forward thinking. So Caroline is constantly learning, constantly adapting procedures to try to make things better for the farm. They're award winning here. They've won awards for their cow comfort and for various programs that they're putting together here. For example, they now do paired housing with their calves and are very successful at paired housing. And they figured out how to make that work very well on the farm here. They also implement all kinds of cow comfort, such as brushes and bigger stalls. And they're now using this program to also improve cow comfort, right? So that the cows are in a calmer working environment. Caroline is very detail-oriented, very numbers-oriented, but also very people-oriented. She has regular trainings for her employees, milking meetings. She incentivizes them, and it's just a really great working environment. The employees love being here. I love coming here to work with them and their cattle, and they're just doing a really good job. They're wonderful industry representatives.
The need for the training, it is key. There's a lot of high school kids that work here.
Mm-hmm.
Short hours, a few hours a week, a lot of turnover, just the nature of their lives. They're into this activity or that activity. So if we can keep a consistent program, except that somebody comes in, that's, we train them and get them working the same way that everybody else does.
Yeah, I believe that they employ a team of about 8 part-time students for the, because they are milking 3 times a day here, and so they need a lot of people to get the chores done. But I believe there's around 8 people, that 8 part-time students that they're employing here. I just told another producer this as we were going through his FARM information. It is really important that we actually take a more structured approach to training people on the farm, because fewer and fewer employees on the farm are actually coming from a farm background. And it seems that things that we take for granted, something that we would call common sense, they don't necessarily know. And so I think we need to be very careful that we are training them well and keeping them out of harm's way. Because we go about our duties and just do it without even thinking, without even realizing what we're doing to keep ourselves safe. And conveying that to someone else is more difficult than you'd realize without having a structured training program.
So we've already worked through a training with a group of heifers, heifer calves it is, with the owners. And then we came back and did a training with the owners and their staff. So we've got the first introduction to both the animals and to the people of how to improve handling, how to teach animals to turn away, which they've got to do the rest of their lives. Moving forward, we'll start working into moving animals in and out of the parlor, moving from one spot to the next on the farm.
So in the first session that we did with Caroline and Dean, our focus was twofold. And the first was to introduce their staff to the training and to the ideas behind animal behavior modification and behind people behavior modification and how that affects the animals. It was important to get all of their employees on the same page. And so that was one of our main goals with the first program. The other main goal of the program was to assist Dean and Caroline in training their employees so that they can continue this program forward. And it wouldn't matter how many new employees they would get over the years, they'd be able to continue this program with their animals and their employees by themselves. So that was where we started. And the goal here would be to go through all the modules in all the different areas that have already been pre-planned with this farm, and to just be able to use this farm as our poster for everything that Livestock Trust has to offer.
The idea is that everybody's on the same page of how animals are being handled here, how animals are safe, how employees are safe.
Yeah, so ultimately, the employees need to be safe, and the training offers that. But also, it calms the animals here on the farm, and so it makes everything more efficient and safer when the animals have gone through this program.
The idea of everybody being on the same page, regardless of who's on shift today, which 2 or 3 people are working together today, everybody kind of knows what's to happen. The animals have an expectation of how people are going to be around them, and that doesn't change, and it's just better for all involved.
Yeah, consistency with all kinds of animals is important, but over the years I've noticed cattle in particular really like a lot of consistency. In fact, we say a happy cow is a bored cow. It's just a little saying that we use in this industry. They really like consistency. That is very, very important. So if we can create that consistency between employees, that's very beneficial to the farm.
But as far as consistency, in past, we'd like to see that change as the animals get older and the employees get comfortable. You can look at the records and you can see when it was week and crew milking. It wasn't the normal during the week. The idea is that we can smooth that out because everybody's handling. Doesn't matter who's here, things are all being done the same way.
Yeah, I think over time, there would be some parameters that could be measured. Milk production, perhaps, although there are many factors that go into milk production, but as Adam mentioned, consistency of that, right? Not seeing changes from shift to shift, or over the weekends when Caroline and Dean are not here. Caroline and Dean will probably be able to identify very quickly the changes in their animals. And I will too. I'm here every 2 weeks. So I feel pretty confident that I will be able to notice changes in their behavior and in their demeanor when I'm here working with them as well, because I'm also moving them and helping to lock them in and performing procedures. So I believe that if the programs are doing what they're supposed to, we'll be able to identify that pretty readily.
Thanks so much for listening to today's Egg Spotlight episode, where we put the spotlight on people and companies doing great things for the agricultural industry. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, or on your favorite podcasting platform, and give us a 5-star review. You can also follow us on YouTube and Rumble to see the video version of Ag Spotlight. Also, head on over to NorthAmericanAg.com to subscribe to our Industry Connect update newsletter. If you're interested in advertising opportunities, email us at connect@NorthAmericanAg.com. Thanks for listening.